Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, DC, MDVA? Good morning. We're the Junks on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. Got a full crew back today. I am Cakes. I'm joined by Eric Bickle.
Good morning.
Hello, sir. I'm joined by Jason Bishop, back from his vacation.
What's going on, fellas?
What's up? And by John Paul Flame. Might be having some technical difficulties on his end. We will try to get him back in the mix in a bit.
He's got to sign in before 60 seconds before the show starts. He's just giving himself no leeway.
Some things never change.
It's wasted breath, Mr. Bickle.
It's 25 years.
Nearly 25 years.
You know, especially when we're doing it remotely. Every morning now I have issues, but, you know, I'm down here at like 5:25. Mm-hmm. We get it knocked out by 5:30, and then you're off and running.
I miss less show than you. You miss like 3 minutes during an interview, well, and then have to ask, what are the questions asked?
Well, you do the same thing, and you miss the beginning of more shows than maybe anyone in the history of broadcast.
Maybe so. I was here. It was a little technical snafu.
Oh, I'm glad I'm back.
See, yeah, you hated being on vacation, right?
Nothing's
vacation
changed.
Is the worst.
You and your bright white face. Although you got the lighting's all hot this morning too.
Fine.
It doesn't matter.
I mean, I've got three monitors in front of me. Can't do much about it.
It's fine. Were you in Baldhead? Who keeps track anymore?
I was in Baldhead. Yes, correct.
Yeah. Did you wreck any golf carts or anything?
No, there was no golf cart wreckage. Although I believe that the two golf carts that were at our house were the first two golf carts ever built. That's what I believe.
Just beaters.
Yeah, the house was just okay. I'd rate the vacation about 6.5 out of 10.
Oh,
what's not a good rating?
Well, I mean, just because the house was just poopy. It was old. It was dirty when we got in.
So you had to clean it up a little bit.
We found two roaches in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, sometimes that happens when you get a rental place.
Yeah, well. When you pay as much as I did, you don't want to see roaches in the house.
Yeah. And, did it not look like the pictures?
Yeah, the pictures were a little nicer than the actual house.
A little more glamorous.
Yeah. And then, you know, it just needed a lot of updates, and it was just an old poopy. I wasn't very happy with it.
Right.
I wrote a nice review.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Well, you know, sometimes we've had that issue before. I actually had a great place. One of the best places we ever had in terms of, like, proximity to the beach and the pool and
that
tennis
part was
courts
fine.
And everything.
Yeah, that part was fine.
One of the best places we ever had was a little more run down because it was right there at the beach, you know, and you could tell this house gets rented every single week. Mm-hmm. And so we had like the girls found something gross in the kitchen, that sort of thing. And we just complained to the people and we got money back.
Oh yeah. Well, remember remember I told you that the owner gave me a 20% discount?
He gave you a discount anyway because of the pandemic.
Up front, right. Which was nice. It was gracious.
Right.
But, you know, I got into the house and it wasn't even worth that. Even with the reduction, it wasn't worth the money.
Right.
I will say that it didn't suck being away.
All right? So great being away.
Getting away was great. Being on the beach, drinking Corona Lights every day it didn't suck.
Solid.
But, you know, I'd like a nice comfortable bed. Bed wasn't very comfortable. All right, you know, I complained about the kitchen. It was dirty. The golf cart's blue. You know, it was hot. I didn't play any golf.
Right.
I wanted to play a couple rounds of golf. Didn't play. It was way too friggin' hot down there. I mean, it wasn't hot. It wasn't that hot on the beach, but you're not playing golf on the beach. And I spent a paycheck.
Right.
What's the drive there like?
6 hours and 3 minutes, Mr. Flame.
It's not that bad.
No, but on the way back, it wasn't 6 hours and 3 minutes. And the ferry, see, here's another thing. There were so many inconveniences because of COVID restrictions. So the ferry that you take when you get into Southport, which is the town where the ferry terminal is, the ferry that you take, usually the capacity is about 150 people, where they cut that in half, 50% capacity. Mm-hmm. So that being said, to limit it to 75 people, there was a line. When we were leaving, there was a line about 200 deep trying to get on the ferry, and it was 99 degrees. And we were all just dead. And, you know, we were supposed to get a 1:30 ferry. We didn't get on the ferry till 3. And, you know, you're baking in there for 90 minutes. It just sucked. And then, you know, you just want to be home, and there was traffic. Of course there's traffic at Fredericksburg. Of course there is.
Every single time.
Doesn't even matter what time of the day, what day of the week.
Nope.
So, you know, the trip back sucked. I got back pretty late for me.
Which day did you get back?
I got back Sunday night.
Sunday night.
Yeah, I needed that day of respite to recover yesterday.
Yeah, of course.
You need that buffer day. I understand.
Yeah, I needed that back.
Well,
it's so good. It was, what did I miss?
It's good to have you back, brother. You know what? You missed a lot.
I know.
There's a lot going on.
Washington football team, Nats opener, you know, Alex Smith. What else did I miss?
Well, you missed, now I guess we could start to, you know, dive more into the COVID breakout with
the Marlins. Yeah.
And the impact on that.
Yeah, all kinds of stuff going on.
Well, with the Nationals, you wonder, it is just a 1-3 start, and they are going to take 8 teams in the National League because of the expanded playoffs. Mm-hmm. But I threw this on our Junks Radio Twitter as a question, any worry? And a lot of people are already worried about this lineup, and they left 10 guys on base, and it could change, but we knew going in that No Rendon was going to be a huge impact. Mm-hmm. And you were hoping that Carter Kieboom was going to be a difference maker. He's only played in one game.
Yeah, they clearly don't have.
They're not playing him much at all.
They don't have any confidence in him.
So Kieboom, at least through 4 games, and it's a very small sample size, but it's a very short season, he hasn't been an impact. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you've got no Soto in there because of coronavirus. The lineup just looks weak. They left 10 guys on base yesterday. So I wouldn't panic. I don't think it's that big of a deal. If you get to 500 or even close to 500, you're probably going to get in the playoffs this year.
Well,
but
getting close to 500 that's the issue right there, my friend.
Maybe you should worry because the lineup is the lineup. They're not going to all of a sudden bring in Mookie Betts to add to the lineup.
Well, you could be worried about the lineup. I'm worried about the season. Myself.
Yeah, I would worry about it too.
Because a couple more teams have the issue that the Marlins have, I can see Manfred saying, okay, well, we got to shut this down. Because there's only so many guys you can play. I mean, there's 60 guys on a team. So if you lose 9 or 10 or 11 on one team, okay, well, then you bring the other guys up, the taxi squatters. Well, what happens if those guys test positive?
Well, if teams just blatantly disregard protocols and that they have players who are testing positive, yet still go out and play a game.
Look, there was an unnamed player in Major League Baseball that said the reason this is going to get shut down is because guys are horny. That's exactly what he said. And these are young 22, 23-year-olds. They're horny.
Yeah.
And they want to get out there and get some action.
I think they're
get some skins, and it's going to shut down the season. You watch.
Well, the NFL should be terrified by seeing what's happening when a league is not in a bubble format. And that's what Major League Baseball is. Those guys are traveling. Those guys don't have the same restrictions that the NBA and NHL players are putting on them. Mm-hmm. So I'd be terrified for an NFL season.
Well, absolutely. Manfred in Major League Baseball, the commissioner, says that he's not panicking. He says, we built protocols anticipating that we would have positive tests at some point during the season. The protocols are built to allow us to play through these positives. We believe the protocols are adequate to keep our players safe. 11 Marlins players at least tested positive in the 2 coaches. So you're now waiting for results from the teams that they played, the Phillies. And you just wonder if the Phillies have to shut it down. Let's just say theoretically the Phillies have a bunch of players.
Right.
I mean, EB said yesterday, well, you just call it forfeits. But
I think eventually they might do that. Listen,
is that fair?
It's different, and it's on a larger scale, and certainly it's a lot more tenuous. But the PGA Tour suffered kind of a similar fate when they first got going, and they had to tighten things down and figure out the best way to navigate through it, and they've done a wonderful job. Now, obviously, it's different. There's a lot more players involved. But, you know, the PGA Tour is a traveling road show, and they had to kind of figure it out. And they basically have. So, you know, baseball, they've got to figure it out. Guys have to understand that they can't run around. I saw, was it one of the managers or somebody was quoted as saying, yeah, I mean, guys, you know, they basically told guys, this is not a normal season. This is not after the game, go to the bars and try to pick up chicks and get laid. And for a lot of these guys, they're probably still operating that way. And you can understand, they're young and, you know, whatever, they're used to that. But this, you know, this is a reality check for them. And I'm guessing that this has an impact.
Well,
a couple things.
One, the PGA Tour players seem like they're a little bit more responsible than these
knuckleheads.
All right. So they're more, and here's the other thing. They don't have guaranteed contracts. They have to be healthy enough to get onto the course and play good enough in 2 days to make money.
Definitely.
All right, so there's differences with the tour players.
Incentives a little bit, yeah.
And again, the tour players don't have the close proximity that the players on these rosters do because they're in the clubhouse together in the locker rooms.
For sure.
So there's a lot of differences. I'm just saying that when I heard that story about the Marlins, I said to myself, doesn't look good because it only takes a couple more instances like that where Manfred has to. There's going to be so much pressure on him to just say, I'm out.
Well, I don't know. Let's see. Let's see what happens. Maybe you'll be right. Maybe it will be canceled. But I'm still cautiously optimistic that they'll figure it out.
Hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Hope I'm wrong.
Yeah.
Believe me, I was so giddy for that opener with the Nats Yankees. I was giddy.
Mm-hmm.
Have you liked watching it with the fake crowd noise and everything?
I mean, yeah, it's fine. It's live sports. Yep. It's different.
I've gotten used to it.
I'm getting used to it. I'm used to it in golf. I'll get used to it in
I don't like
baseball.
The visual. I actually like the cardboard cutouts.
Yeah, they're pretty
I'm
funny.
A huge fan of the cardboard cutouts.
I think the Nats should do it.
They should do it.
Get the junkies back there.
The
get junk
the
Bickles
Fathead. Cardboard cutouts.
Yeah.
Get us some
when
screen
I listen
time.
To the radio sounds almost normal. As I was driving around last night listening to the game.
Of course.
And, you know, we had Charlie Slows talk about it, but you hear the stadium, the charge, it sounds just like it.
Yeah. Right. So, you know, just watching that game yesterday, yeah, I mean, the lineup can be an issue. And then, now, they did have a couple of bad luck moments. They hit the ball hard and lined out to a couple of double plays.
Also bad base running, which was a problem last year.
Yeah.
Thames should have scored early.
Yeah.
And he tagged up instead of going halfway, and then he, you know, didn't score there.
But you're right.
He's actually having a bad start.
You lose Rendon and you lose Rendon and Soto. I mean, that was your 3-4 hitters last year. Take 3-4 hitters off a team and see how well they do.
Well, Thames is weird because every time I see him at the plate, he's got like a big strikeout or something. And I'm rooting so hard for that guy because he was so nice to us when we sat down with him. But it's still, you know, he's still hitting .286. Not, you know, it's only 2 hits out of 7. I saw him draw a walk yesterday. So he's not having a catastrophic start, but he's had some big moments where he hasn't been able to come through. That's for sure.
Well, we kind of knew that this team was going to be pitching heavy, and it hurts when Strasburg's out. Hopefully he's not going to miss any more starts, but we'll see with him.
I'm just not going to make huge generalizations after 4 games.
No, but the thing is, you know, 4 games is in a regular season is nothing, but 4 games in a 60-game season is
more,
significant.
Sure.
It's like the equivalent of 9.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Which would
you wouldn't
so
panic
you,
so just, after so 9 games.
So basically double it.
You
so
wouldn't panic after 9 games.
But after 9 games, if you're 3-6.
Yeah, you would say, okay, don't be going to get 150 games left.
But you're right. I mean, I still think this team makes the playoffs because they expanded it, but the lineup is definitely not like it was last year.
Yeah.
And well, the Keyboom thing, maybe Keyboom will play more, but, you know, last week, Jason, we did the show, and there was an article by Jeff Passan from ESPN.com, and he predicted Carter Keyboom Rookie of the Year. Mm-hmm. You got to play games if you're going to be Rookie of the Year.
Yeah.
Got to put up some numbers.
Well,
got to be in the lineup.
They kept catching Davey, where Davey would talk about, like, well, Cabrera's going to play some third, and Castro's going to be, all these guys are going to play third, and they're like, well, what about Keyboom? Oh, but Keyboom's our starting guy. But he's our starting guy, don't worry.
Uh-huh.
And meanwhile, he's played 1 out of 4.
Yeah.
So there's a little bit of spin going on right now.
Maybe he plays tonight, who knows. But, yeah, I mean,
Maybe he's the
but we all knew.
Maybe he's the lineup's missing sauce. Maybe they need a little more.
But we all knew he was going to be a question mark.
Yeah.
Well, should I thought that they were just going to shove him out there, to be honest with you.
Should mention on the show today, Bob Nightingale is going to join us, Radio.com MLB Insider. So we will talk to him coming up at 9 o'clock. And Mike Rabel is going to join us. He's the co-founder of the Premier Lacrosse League. They were in action over the weekend. So he will
and
join
last
us
night.
Coming up at 9:45.
Although they did have to endure a rainout for 2 hours. They had to keep showing highlights. I felt so bad for them. You know, here they are. They're getting all this exposure. 14 of their 20 games are either on NBC or NBC Sports Network. And, you know, that's some pretty valuable airtime.
Great exposure for them.
Great exposure for lacrosse. And friggin' Lightning. And so they have to play, like, clips from last year. And I know that had to be killing them. And they canceled one of the games. They're actually playing one of their games today at 11.
Oh, can I bet on it?
11 a.m. Yeah, I believe DraftKings.
Ooh, okay. Nice. What's the matchup? Who's facing off today?
Oh my
God,
I'm terrible at that.
Is it the Whip Snakes and the Atlas? Is it Water Dogs?
Yeah.
Is it Chrome? Who is it, EB?
Well, the Atlas played last night and they lost 11-10. Actually stayed
Chrome
up until 11:30. Say again?
Chrome has a team.
Google Chrome has a team.
They don't have an incognito page though.
They actually have some great team names, but I'm so in the tank for them. So
the Redwoods, good name.
Yeah.
I don't see any lacrosse on my site, unfortunately.
No, but I think they have a deal with DraftKings.
Oh, okay.
You have to look that up. But certainly you can wager on it.
All right, gotta take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067 is the number.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. Chucky's on 106.7 The Fan. We're live on NBC Sports Washington, brought to you by our friends at Crop Metcalf. They are the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. You looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit CropMetcalf.com to join their team. So yesterday, Jason, we talked a lot about Alex Smith's return. Yeah. Alex Smith was cleared by his personal doctors.
Shocked.
He was in Hawaii for a while with his family. And he apparently had been rehabbing and working out there. And when he came back, he saw his surgeons, he saw his doctors, and they said the bone had healed enough. And with the rod in there, he could resume some football activities. He also was cleared to go snowboarding if he wanted to and other activities in his life, should he choose to do them.
Well, I think according to his doctor, there was no caveats. Now, not the team doctors, but according to his doctor, he could do anything.
Well, just rereading the article on ESPN, it said some activity. So, anyway.
By the way, there should never be a snowboard or skis ever strapped to his feet. After an injury like the one he suffered.
Yeah.
If I were him, I would never, ever take that risk. You're risking enough by trying to come back and play football.
I got to tell you, after watching that documentary a few months ago, I can't remember what it was called. Do you remember what it was called?
It was just on E60.
Yeah. It was an E60, yeah.
And his wife, who was unbelievably strong throughout that entire process, I can't believe they actually sat down and had a discussion. She said, go ahead, Alex. It's okay with me. Right. It just shocked me that he, first of all, that the doctors passed it, that he passed that physical. And secondly, that as a family, they decided, I want to go for it.
Here's the thing.
Here's the quote, Eric, though. This is Alex Smith from Friday.
Okay.
And he was talking about being in a good place and going to the doctors. He says, I'd healed a lot. They said, given the combination of the rod and where I was in the healing process, I had zero limitations and could even resume some football activities.
Right. Well, zero limitations, when I read into that, means you could do anything. But okay, some. He did say some. The thing that we got to remember here is, while the broken leg was grotesque, and it doesn't happen that often, right, where you have a compound fracture
Not like that.
You know, and we've seen it before. But what held him back, and what the root of all of this is the infection,
right?
So
right.
From their perspective, it's not necessarily the injury per se or football. It's the infection is what put him in this spot. So I see kind of where they're thinking, hey, you know, we had this ridiculous one-off infection, but, you know, if I'm able to beat it, I want to get back out there and play.
But aren't there lasting effects from the infection?
There probably are. I mean, look at his leg.
I mean, right, so I'm saying.
No, there's no way it looks.
There's no way it looks normal.
No, I know.
And it's got to hurt. I'm sorry, it's got to hurt.
Yeah, I know.
Something in his leg has to hurt. It just has to.
And I'm still just put off, and this is just shallow, but just the way it looks all clumpy and everything because they had to put all that extra tissue and muscle down there.
Right.
I thought I heard somebody say they're going to clean that up. They're going to go down there and shave off that excess stuff and make it look silly. Have they done
that? Who cares what it looks
like? I don't know.
Well, because
sure
I can't have a clumpy leg like that.
I'm sure enough about the cosmetic effects of his leg.
It's a medical miracle if he's able to come back and play.
I said, Jason, in my lifetime it would be the greatest comeback. It tops Tiger winning a major with coming back from where he did. Just playing in a regular season NFL game after we saw that leg carved up after they carved out all of the infection. And there literally looked like there was about 25% of the leg left.
Right.
That would it'd be the most incredible thing I've ever seen.
So what happened yesterday with the Redskins team doctors?
I don't know. It's a good question.
Because you were supposed to have the physical with the Redskins team doctors, and I didn't read much about it. I heard a lot of speculation, but I didn't see where it said that the Redskins team doctors.
Well, he's going to be put on the pup list.
Redskins team doctors. Yeah. Failed him.
I didn't read that, but maybe they passed him but said, okay, we still have to give it some time. That's
the latest
put
is
on the pup.
He's going to be put on the pup list.
What does the pup list mean again?
I believe it means
it's changed over the years.
I believe it means he can participate in activities where it's not full squad, but he can be out on the field, but it can't be like a full squad scrimmage.
Right.
Like he can't like go full 100%.
Well,
he'll be able to work with team trainers, conduct individual strength and conditioning workouts with the team, but can't participate in any teamwork while on the pup list.
Well, like Lombardi said with your interview last week, there's no way that he's going to make the team at that salary.
Well, that's what
I wouldn't think.
I would think they would come to a salary agreement.
Yeah,
you know, that he would restructure. But Florio points out that putting him on the pup list doesn't really do anything for the team if Mike is correct, and he probably is. In other words, it gives him no salary cap relief. It doesn't do anything. Hmm. So I don't understand it.
Now they
maybe they just didn't take the physical.
Yeah, it almost just seems like it's limbo for a couple weeks. Now, they put Reuben Foster on the pup list as well, but – as Cake says, he can't do the team activities. He can do individual work, kind of like side work.
He can throw to a receiver, but he can't. Right. You know, he can't be under center and have live bullets flying or as close to it as possible.
They're just trying to buy time. It sounds like they haven't seen him in person. I'm assuming. Well, you know, maybe that's not true because he's been injured. So maybe he has been one of those guys that's like been working out in the bubble, you know, with Geis and all those guys. I have no idea, actually. Has Alex been one of those guys?
He was in Hawaii for 2 months. I don't know. He hadn't been back here that long.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So maybe they just haven't seen him, and they're just trying to buy time.
That's what it sounds like.
Yeah, who knows? I do think it's, you know, at this, I root for him on a personal level because I want the guy to leave on his own terms. And, you know, just I think we all think he's just the nicest guy. But from the Redskins' perspective, honestly, I'm all in on Haskins at this point until proven otherwise, you know. So I don't want to do anything that's going to take away from Haskins getting reps at this point. He needs all the reps he can get. And hopefully we get the season in, and it's going to be weird, but he needs all the reps he can get.
So is the story that they I guess Washington originally – put out a tweet that he did pass the physical, and then they took the tweet down? Is that what happened?
I guess Florio's saying that they said he passed the physical, but they starting him on the PUP list, and he's saying, well, you can't do that because the nature of the PUP list is it means you didn't pass your physical.
Oh, okay.
So there's some miscommunication somewhere. Who knows? They probably got some intern running the website.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's the worst-run organization in history.
Yeah, would you be surprised if Washington football team had issues with their communications?
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
They don't know what's coming or going over there. They have no idea.
But the bottom line is, yeah, I'm shocked that the team of, I don't know what doctors he was seeing, but the Robin Wests of the world actually said, yeah, you're fine.
Mm-hmm.
That's just nuts to me.
I was shocked. Shocked to hear it. I never thought a doctor would clear him to take a hit on that. But it shows you that they think that the bone is healed. So let's think about it. If the bone has, in fact, healed, because what freaked us out was the flesh and the muscle and all that he lost. But if the bone itself has healed, and, guys in the league break their legs all the time, maybe not a compound fracture like that, but if the bone has healed, and then they found a way to, slap some muscle down there, and he can run around and protect himself. I guess it makes sense, I guess.
Well, that's it's the worst injury in the history of football. Short of brain tumors or brain injuries.
Well, paralysis. Paralysis is worse.
Okay, all right. Short of that, it's the worst injury we've seen in NFL history.
Yeah. I mean, guys that are paralyzed.
In terms of the after effects.
Yeah.
Right, at one point he was close to possibly dying or losing his limb.
Right.
I mean, that's pretty intense.
Right, but that was infection. That really wasn't football related, right? What almost took him out was an infection.
I'll tell you what, though, with this whole deleted tweet thing, so if people didn't follow it, ProFootballTalk.com reports it, that...
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found. That project manager I could never seem to hire? And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
There was a tweet saying that he didn't pass the physical, right? And he's on the PUP list. And then they took it down because you can't be on the PUP list if you pass the physical. It feels unethical. I said this yesterday, if he passes everything, they can't just stash him somewhere. Mm-hmm. I understand, I told you, part of me feels like I don't want to see him back on the field ever because something catastrophic could happen. At the same time, if his bone is okay and he can pass a physical, they got to put him on the field. And then the coach does whatever the coach wants to do. But you can't just hide him if he's physically okay. The NFL tried to get away from that for years because that's kind of the Joe Gibbs move way back in the day when he used to stash quarterbacks, right? And they'd come up with mysterious injuries. You got to let the guy get out there. If he wants to do it and risk his life, his limbs, whatever he wants to do, You got to let him out there. You can't. This, I mean, like you said, it could be an intern. Who the hell knows?
I think it's just some clown running the website.
It's curious that we didn't hear anything, because yesterday when we did the show, it was all about, well, he passed from his personal team doctors, but now he has to pass from the Redskins doctors.
Yeah.
And then I was waiting all day to find out, did he pass the physical or did he fail the physical? And
again, it's nebulous. Florio pointed out, if Mike is correct, and I assume he is, he's pretty on top of these kinds of issues, that it gives them no roster exemption, it gives them no salary cap relief. What's the point of it right now? I just don't even understand it. So it just, again, it's an organization that's out of control.
Unless the team doctors didn't agree with the other doctors.
So then why wouldn't they just say that he failed his physical?
Maybe that's coming out today. Who knows? Yeah. I mean, not all doctors are on the same page.
100%.
I mean, so,
you're totally right about that.
I mean, my daughter had a tooth issue, and she saw an orthodontist, an oral surgeon, and a dentist, and they all said different things.
Mm-hmm.
All of them.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if the Redskins doctor said, yeah, we're a little bit more familiar with your situation than these guys. We're not going to pass you.
Right. Yeah, but I'd counter that by saying he had multiple doctors, it appears, already look at the bone, right? So if doctors are just looking at a bone, and it's healed or it's not. Now, I guess there's some that might say, well, it's not healed, but it already seemed like there was a consensus from his doctors.
Well, how long has it been now since the injury? A year and a half?
November of, what,
18? Yeah, I mean, that bone has probably healed. Remember, the bone, they know how to fix all that. The huge wrinkle was the horrific infection that he got. So that has nothing to do with the bone.
The bone could be healed, but everything around it, there's no way that's 100%. I refuse to believe that.
I don't think it is 100%, but it's just tissue and muscle.
Right, that's aesthetics.
That's different. That's different than your bone.
Yeah.
The bone is the most important part.
I mean, I keep reading it. Like I said, I was looking for an update yesterday from the Redskins team doctors.
Yeah.
And I get it.
Cake might
said,
not even have friggin' team like, doctors.
Jason, yesterday, Cakes was saying that he would just fail. You know, he would tell the doctors to fail.
Uh-huh.
I would. Alex Smith.
Hey, good idea.
I need to see Haskins. I'm sorry. The Alex Smith era is over. We're going to move
past. Yeah, but they've been doing stuff like that in the NFL for years. They put guys on, the IR for blood disorders.
I understand that. So I said that Gibbs used to stash guys all the time, but they tried to change that.
Right. But
and
you know what
happens. Saying is, it's unethical to Alex Smith. Even if Alex Smith is going down the wrong path personally, it's what he wants to do. Yeah. Like, he could easily retire, he could do whatever, but he wants to get back on the field.
Well, why don't they just, let's just say they look at him and say, all right, the doctors are right. So everything's healed. You could probably go play. Just cut him.
Right.
Correct.
Just cut him. Let him go sign with Houston.
I think, with a year like this year, with the corona and everything, and you never know when Haskins could test positive, you might want to have three quarterbacks. And maybe being a backup is the perfect spot for him.
Yeah, you know what? That's a good point. I didn't think about that.
Yeah,
but I would imagine if one quarterback gets the Rona, they're in like a quarterback room close every day. Yeah. They'd all get the Rona.
Yeah.
Potentially. You never know. Remember, they allegedly –
I know some
80%
people don't get
of
it.
The spread comes from 20% of the people. Some people just don't spread it. So, So who knows?
Yeah, but that is a good point. I mean, you might need extra.
Extra
you're going to have extra players anyway because they expanded the rosters, right?
Yeah.
So you're going to have extra guys anyway. So maybe you're right. Maybe teams are going to keep three quarterbacks instead of two.
Maybe they bring back Josh Johnson. Mark Sanchez.
Yeah, bring Sanchez back.
No, don't bring those donks.
Hey, bring
back.
John Beck,
please.
Back.
Did you guys see that the Seahawks aren't letting Russell and Geno Smith in the same room?
Oh, because of that issue?
Yeah, because they don't want both of them to go down at the same time. Yeah,
well, they don't want Geno to somehow give it to Russ. That's what they don't want to happen.
That's true.
I mean, if Russ gives it to Geno, they're like, it's a big deal. But if Geno gives it to Russ, that's a major problem.
Right. I do think those wrist social distancing things are pretty cool. What? You guys see those?
The basketball players are using?
Well, no, the NFL ones all have their own.
It
lets you know if you're too close to another person.
I know the guys, at least in the NBA bubble, were using that.
They have one for every player. You put it on as soon as you walk into the facility.
You can't eyeball that. Yeah, I think I can eyeball 6 feet.
Well, I mean, I think it does other things, but.
Well, look, the NBA and NHL, I was telling my buddy this, that's a totally different situation. First of all, they're only doing playoffs pretty much. And then, so it's a much shorter time. And they're all in the bubble.
The bubble's the key.
You're not going to, you can't tell NFL players to be in a bubble for 6 months.
You need a bubble. To make it happen, you're going to need a bubble.
Yeah, well, NFL players aren't going to do it.
All right, wow. Got to take a break. If you want to chime in, 800-636-1067. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
Orioles Marlins game two also canceled today.
Does that mean theoretically that they'll be playing, you know, by Thursday?
Your guess is as good as mine.
Wait and see.
We'll have to wait to see what the results
are. It's
the
great unknown at this point.
I understand they had a nubby team going in. It's really going to be nubby if they've got to grab, you know, 11 new guys.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, but they're also playing a nubby team in the Orioles.
That is true, but are the Orioles
first place? Orioles,
Oh, yeah, I know.
How did that series against your Red Sox go?
Well, the Sox are terrible too. I mean,
well, I wanted to know how it went. I missed all the games.
Yeah, you missed everything.
Yeah, can you tell me?
Yeah, I can tell you. They took two out of three.
It's going to be a crazy season, right? The White Sox lost their manager, right? He's going to be quarantined now.
I have no idea. I'm not paying it. Who I'm not paying is it, was that? Close attention to that.
Was that Renteria?
Yes, I believe he's come down with COVID.
I think he tested negative.
Maybe because he was exposed or something. The test results aren't in. Is that what?
Yeah,
the
he's not with the team. Just pending tests.
Yeah, yeah. Look, they got to.
I thought I read that he had symptoms, but he tested negative.
Yeah, I mean, I see that he tested negative, but he's not with the team. So
yeah. So I mean, he could come back. I mean, he just has. He's just sick, you know. He's just got the cold.
Yeah, he woke up Monday with a quote slight cough and nasal congestion.
Most people that get sick don't have corona.
Right. If you test negative, I would say you can come back whenever you want.
Yeah.
Got you. Well, yesterday you had Davey Martinez talk about how he's scared. Obviously, he had issues, medical issues last year.
Yeah, and heart issue. So much swirling. That's scary.
Yeah. I don't blame him. Davey Martinez said he wanted to sit this out, that he's just had a change of heart, I don't think anybody would give him a hard time.
I'd completely understand.
Yeah.
I mean, the Red Sox just lost the starting pitcher because of that. He had heart issues because of COVID.
Yeah.
So if you have those issues, I can totally understand bowing out.
Plus, Davey's got a lot of work to do on his 350-acre farm back in Tennessee. I'm sure he's got a lot of catching up to do.
He's got a lot of grass to cut, doesn't he, Gabe?
He's living in Tennessee? Oh, I didn't know that.
He bought a fat spread in Tennessee.
By the way, I have to give a shout out. My cousin Rhonda's been texting me this morning. She must be in the area. She says, "Can you say hi to the South? I guess it's South. The South Freedman drivers from Landover." So
done.
I don't know what that means, Cakes. I'm just saying hello. Either. Has anybody ever heard of the South Freedman drivers?
I'm sure.
Why would we?
I don't know. It says S. Dot Freedman. I assume that's South.
Some crew.
Maybe it's like Steve Freedman. I have no idea.
EB leads the league in most obscure shout-outs during the show. It just makes me laugh.
Would you say no to Rhonda?
No, I'd probably do it. But I mean,
exactly.
I mean, you, like Mike Walker's sons, cousins, like grandson wanted a shout out, got a shout out.
Back in the day, if Tim Farish, one of those guys, asked you to give
Tim
a shout
Farish.
Out, whatever his name is,
Tim Farish.
What was his name?
Kevin Farish.
Kevin Farish asked you to do that. You wouldn't do it?
I'm sure I probably would have.
Thank you. That's all.
Yeah.
That's all. Just trying to keep the sponsors happy, Kate.
I understand. I miss
by
car
the way,
deals. What's
speaking
a car
of sponsors,
like? What's it like having a car deal? Is it fun?
Well, you'll have a great one soon.
I know.
By the way, Offenbacher's making the final delivery today, and I will be broadcasting outside this week, barring some sort of natural disaster.
Good.
So,
what are they bringing?
Care. Say again?
What are they bringing?
Two more Chase lounges, 8 more chairs, a cocktail table and 2 chairs.
It tilts me when you call them Chase lounges, by the way.
Well, what do you call them?
Chase.
They're not called Chase. I just want you to pronounce it correctly.
He's got Young on his brain. He can't
help it.
Yeah,
that's what it is. Chase Young. Right?
Can't help himself.
I think it's spelled C-H-A-I-S-E, right?
Correct.
I just say Chase. It looks like Chase to me. So it does. I wish they put a Z in there.
You know what's easier?
Well, just call him Chase Young Lounge. If you call him Chase Young Lounges, I'm okay with it.
All right, Chase Young Lounges. From here on out. Yeah.
Is this going to be a weekend show?
No. Oh. No, it is going to be the big selling.
All right, so we got to get like a whole cribs of your backyard for a segment?
No, for the whole show.
No, I'm talking about you spinning the camera around and shaking.
I mean, I
can
do whatever you want, sure. Yeah, I mean, that's the point. The point is to show off the furniture and the things that you can get from Offenbacher.
It's a big Offenbacher's reveal.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Well, yeah, I'll show you. You'll have a big reveal. You guys could Joan on. You can like zoom in on everything and see some booger somewhere or some ant or something,
right.
And you know, or
people will find one weed and just focus in on that.
Yeah, you guys could go to town. Yeah. So that's that. I don't know. We'll just have to look at the weather and see what it looks like. I don't think there's going to be a fire though. I mean, it's going to be 100 million degrees.
It's been so freaking hot.
I would love to have a fire. I mean, in the morning, it won't be that hot. But
why not build a fire and wear like a big puffy North Face jacket and a scarf while you're at it? Why not do that?
Right. I could do that in the fall. All right. Give us the Max Major update here, Drabby.
Yeah, he texted me yesterday. He's like, got to watch AGT tonight.
I know he'll be on tonight, 8 o'clock, second round.
Right.
And now he's actually on the show, right? Because I saw a tweet from him either last week or a few weeks ago where it was like, oh, this is my audition, everybody. Check it out. And I just, you know, I wanted to, but I just, for whatever reason, I didn't click over. Maybe I was watching a game. I don't know what I was watching.
Well, it was the same one. If you don't know, Max Major is a friend of the show. He's a mentalist that's been on the show many times over the years. And he got his big break on America's Got Talent recently, and he impressed the judges enough in his audition that he has made it through to the second round, which is tonight.
Correct. So his audition is the first round.
That's the one that
the audition he did by he did that via Zoom. He did the finger trick,
right?
And he did the card trick. Where,
what's the finger trick?
He asked you basically to pray, put your hands together, squeeze them, put your fingers together, spread them apart, and then they end up kind of going back together. And he's just natural.
Isn't that like one of the oldest tricks in the book? Like,
okay,
I think
he's doing
a
classic.
All right,
but that was just the starter. The card trick was amazing. I don't know how he pulled that one off.
By the way, who are the hosts? Even let me guess. Howie Mandel.
Howie's still there.
Howie, still like an OG. He's hanging on.
It's Howie Mandel.
He's like, why would I pass up
Simon? Obviously,
Simon.
$8 million a year.
Who's the brother? Who's the brother who played for the Redskins? Terry Crews.
Okay.
And then who are the two?
Heidi Klum and Sophia Vergara.
Yeah.
Oh, Heidi Klum is still there?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Heidi and Howie Mandel, they're the ones with the common sense, where they're like, of course I'm going to keep doing this.
Of course.
I'm going to keep doing getting
well, no,
this
the other
fat
judges,
paycheck.
Other than Stern, as far as we know, the other Stern, he seemed to leave on his own volition. The others were just like sort of like kicked off.
Right.
Like Julianne Hough, I believe, you know, they said, you know, see ya. And the same thing with, was it Gabrielle Union? Dwayne Wade's wife. What's her name?
Gabrielle Union.
Gabrielle Union. I think she's got a lawsuit against NBC.
By the way, did you guys see that Julianne Hough and Brooks Like were cavorting over the weekend, like at a pool party? Hanging out together.
Yeah,
for
they're
Julianne
probably still
Hough's
smashing.
32nd birthday.
Yeah, of course. You think they're not still smashing?
I don't know. I don't know what to make of that couple. I don't know what's happening there.
And
how
I don't
would I know?
Speculate because Brooks is a friend.
But
I just know I read somewhere that they said Julianne is still like she now wants him back or something.
Oh, really? Okay.
Who
she's
knows?
Pining for Brooks.
Yeah. I did read that.
Okay.
Here's my question, Drab, about the Max Major thing, though. The way that I read it, it was almost like a recap. So are they going to show the Zoom call again, which I've seen like 10 times already?
Maybe they're going to show other tricks that he did during that Zoom call, and they only did a few of them. For the audition,
they're not actually in a studio or in a.
No, they can't.
I think
they're all doing the Zoom bit.
I think it's still the Zoom bit, but I think it's new content.
Couldn't you, in theory, still maybe you can, but like if you have the judges in an empty auditorium and then you have those guys on stage and you have everybody kind of socially distant, isn't there a way they could still do that and produce that from a real theater? I would think there would be a way.
I'm sure they could, but there might be restrictions in California which don't allow them to do the filming.
Yeah. They say you're not allowed to film?
I don't know what the restrictions are in California. I know this. There isn't much new TV out there.
Yeah. Correct. Correct. But I would just think there'd be a way. But you know what? Here's the thing, and I know
Ozark is probably going to come out in like 3 years.
I think if Simon Cowell says I'm not going, the producers will say, okay, we're just going to zoom it.
Yeah,
I think he runs the show.
Yeah, and that's the other part of it is that the one thing everyone has figured out that even though everyone's sick of Zoom, I'd be happy to never say the word Zoom again in my life. It so many people have figured out that they can work via Zoom. And they don't need to go into their overpriced office.
Especially if you work for Google. They're not coming back till next year.
Yeah.
Next July.
So anyway, I just can't run from home.
Tell me how he's in Vegas, you know, and then Max Major. And then what's the girl's name? Cigar?
Sophia Vergara.
Sophia is in L.A.
Yeah.
Right? She pulls out a deck of cards, and she just pulls out an ace of diamonds. And then he pulls out a deck of cards, and of course it's the ace of diamonds. Tell me how does he do it?
My friend.
How does he do it?
I can't explain it. It's magic.
All right,
he never pulls out his card first.
Well, he could have, behind the camera, he could have 9 million cards and whatever he needs, and just, right? I mean, actually, it might even be easier.
I know, but they had him on Zoom the
whole
time. You could
totally cheat.
You could see.
You could be like, abracadabra.
He didn't look down or anything. He already had it right there in his hand.
Well, the big one, going back to the first time he ever was in studio with us, was how did Jason figure out the card that I had?
It's magic.
I don't know. It's power of suggestion. I don't know.
Power of suggestion.
Every time you find out, you're disappointed and bitter because it's so simple.
You know what I need Max Major to do? I need him to tell me the outcome of the Yankees-Phillies game before it happens.
Yeah, that'd be
nice. Can you do that for me?
He can't.
Right, so check it out tonight.
He'd be a billionaire.
I need that. I need that information.
Check it out tonight. Support our guy, Max Major, as he's going to be back on America's Got Talent. We're the Junkies. Be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.